Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear and sunny day across most of Israel, with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat is enjoying a warm breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, U.S. attacks in the Gulf violate a ceasefire, according to Iranian officials. This comes from the Jerusalem Post in earlier reporting. An Iranian military source warned against further U.S. actions in the Persian Gulf. Also, sirens sounded in Akko and the Krayot due to rocket fire from Lebanon. This was reported by Walla in earlier reporting. The IDF is on alert for increased fire from Lebanon. Also this hour, the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shkem. JNS reports this morning that Israeli forces also destroyed 8 Hamas tunnels in Rafah. Separately, former President Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this news previously. The ceasefire is politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu. And finally, Trump says U.S. negotiations with Iran are ongoing despite recent exchanges of fire. This was reported by I-24 News in earlier reporting. The talks continue amid tensions in the Persian Gulf. Reaction has been swift on social media. Honest Reporting, a media watchdog, posted just minutes ago. They criticized Reuters for allegedly staging Gaza images against their own standards. The Times of Israel shared a personal story earlier today. A Palestinian journalist detailed losing 130 pounds in an Israeli prison. Quanta Ahmed, a commentator, expressed concerns just now. She highlighted the plight of 42,000 Iranians affected by recent actions of the Islamic Republic. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Jerusalem Post reported that Iranian officials see U.S. actions as more than just a light slap. They warned of a decisive response if tensions escalate further. This could increase instability in the Persian Gulf region, affecting global oil markets. Turning to Lebanon, Walla highlighted that the IDF is preparing for more rocket fire. This follows the assassination of a Radwan force commander. Such developments could lead to heightened military activity along Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, the JNS story of the IDF operation in Rafah adds to the complex dynamics in Gaza. By eliminating a key Hamas figure and destroying tunnels, Israel is aiming to reduce threats. This operation underscores the ongoing tensions in the region and the challenges for peace. On the diplomatic front, Axios covered Trump's announcement of a ceasefire. While this move could ease immediate tensions, its long-term viability remains uncertain. The ceasefire could impact Netanyahu's political standing as he navigates domestic and international pressures. Finally, I-24 News noted that U.S.-Iran talks continue despite hostilities. Trump's pursuit of peace with Iran could reshape Middle Eastern geopolitics. However, the situation remains fluid, with potential implications for regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reported that Port.io is replacing manual DevOps with AI agents. CEO Zohar Aini shared insights at Calculist's Top 50 Most Promising Startups event in Tel Aviv. Separately, Ynet Business noted a surge in unemployment in Israel. The labor market faces challenges amid the ongoing conflict with Iran, with job seekers reaching 396,000 in March. And finally, Globes reported that Israeli credit card companies are eyeing a partnership with Wizz Air. After Isracard's move with El Al, others are eager to collaborate with the low-cost carrier. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.